Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Wednesday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Ebebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon, 20 minutes from now. We'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the massive Sunday showdown at Arrowhead Stadium between the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs. One of those teams will leave that game 1-3. I cannot believe that's where we're at, but hey, it adds to the stakes of the game, and I can't wait to watch it. So Nick will let us know his thoughts on that game to begin the 4 o'clock hour here on You Better You Bet. Coming up later in this segment, Jake and Tyler will join me to chat a little bit about Major League Baseball. Wild night in baseball. We didn't even mention in the last segment, congrats to the New York Yankees for clinching the playoffs, whatever. But the Yankees did get to the postseason, punching their ticket. And now just one game back of the Blue Jays in the AL East. We got some divisions that are going to wrap up soon. The wild card with the Mets. I'm someone who's invested in the Mets. That was really fun to see them last night. But we'll get into all of that with Jake and Tyler coming up a little bit later in this segment. But I wanted to go ahead once again and set the table and kind of check in with where we're at with three of the major awards in the NFL. That's MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, and Defensive Player of the Year. And we're going to start with MVP because that's the most prestigious award in the National Football League. And right now, over at BetMGM, the favorite to win MVP is last year's MVP, Bills quarterback Josh Allen, who right now at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, is plus 250. Now, if you've been listening to the show throughout the summer, in the offseason training camp, week one, you should have a Josh Allen MVP ticket. Whether it's 6-1 or you put it in a parlay or whatever, you should have some Josh Allen in your portfolio for this award because it's something that we've been talking about since May when we saw how easy the schedule was for the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo 3-0. Oh, by the way, they're a 16.5-point favorite on Sunday against the New Orleans Saints. Josh Allen makes quite a bit of sense. The team's updated win total, 13.5. It's a ridiculous number. They're going to win around 13, 14, maybe 15 games this season. They're minus 150 to be the one seed in the AFC, and that's clearly a correlation with winning this award. Quarterback on a one or a two seed is what wins MVP. They're more than 50% to have home field advantage in January. Josh Allen, in terms of the nerdy statistics, third in EPA per play, fourth in QBR, you know, like not like the greatest, but he's in the mix, you know, which is where you want to be heading into week four. So Josh Allen makes quite a bit of sense to win MVP. A guy that I want to get to before I talk about the guy that I actually want to bet. This is a long shot, and I don't think this is ever going to win, but I just find it very, very interesting because it's fun. You know, like we all like to talk about long shots. The nerdy statistics, once again, EPA per play, which is expected points added per play, is a very popular metric that determines offensive strength, defensive strength, the strength of the quarterback, et cetera, et cetera. EPA per play is one of the metrics. QBR, which is ESPN statistic, which is kind of like an advanced version of passer rating. QBR, 0 to 100, who's the best quarterback in the league? With both of those stats, the nerdy statistics that usually determine who wins this award, the guy that's in first place for both of those, Colts quarterback Daniel Jones. I couldn't believe this when I saw this the other day when I'm doing my prep for the awards markets. Like, I was like, whoa, I knew this offense was cooking with gas. I didn't know they were cooking with gas like that. Now, Daniel Jones at BetMGM is 60-1. Do I want to recommend betting that? No. I would never bet that. Like, they have the updated win total of 10.5, so they're kind of in range of potentially being like a 2 seed. They're 11-1 to be the 1 seed, but I think 2 seed's probably their ceiling if everything goes well and they kind of get like lightning in a bottle this season. But I just found it interesting that Daniel Jones, in the nerdy statistics that determine who's the best QB, he's number one in both of them. Once again, do not bet that, because Daniel Jones, like, this comes down to one of those things, like, does it pass the laugh test? Does Daniel Jones being 2025 NFL MVP pass the laugh test? Like, you say it out loud to yourself, legitimately, whether you're driving, listening, watching, whatever the hell you're doing, say it out loud. Daniel Jones, 2025 NFL MVP. Okay, you can stop laughing now. Like, it just does not pass the laugh test. And we've seen, right or wrong, biases for quarterbacks like that. I mean, we just lived this a couple of years ago with Brock Purdy, where everyone's like twisting themselves into knots into being like, oh, how could it ever be Purdy? And then he finally kind of like pooped the bed on Christmas night, and that gave them the excuse to go to Lamar, even though Purdy's stats said he should have been the MVP. So, like, the narrative and is it believable, in addition to team success and stats, is how you win this award. And we all know the best player on that offense is Jonathan Taylor, who we'll talk about here shortly. But I just found that interesting to point out. The guy that I do think you need to bet heading into this week 4 slate is a guy that we've talked about prior to the start of the season, and you should already have some of him, and that is Packers quarterback Jordan Love. It is time to add more on Jordan Love. He's 14-1 at BetMGM. I added some more earlier this morning. Green Bay's updated win total is 11.5. They're plus 390 to be the 1 seed in the NFC. Them and Philly are probably the 2 biggest contenders. Detroit now entering the chat after what we saw on Monday night with their win over Baltimore. Now, Love's statistics, they're good, but they're not great. Right now, he's 5th in EPA per play. He's 10th in QBR. The thing that Jordan Love has working for him this week in particular, he's visiting the Slump Busters, folks. He's going down to Dallas to see that defense, baby. And we saw what that defense did. Russell Wilson with 450. Caleb Williams, 4 touchdowns last weekend. Almost 300 yards passing. And now here comes Jordan Love. Like, this is the time. These marquee quarterbacks that are about to face the Dallas Cowboys, those prices will drop. And the Jordan Love price will drop after what happened Saturday night. The win total is at 47.5, but it's going to be perfect conditions. It's either going to be indoors or it's going to be a nice night in Texas and the roof will be open. But Jordan Love is going to light that defense on fire. And at 14-1, I would be adding more Jordan Love like I did earlier this morning. I like Allen. I like Love. Those are the two guys that I've gone to war with. And we also added some Justin Herbert a couple of weeks ago to play a little bit of defense. And that's aged in our favor, as that 15-1 is now down to 6-1. But I would add a little bit more Jordan Love this week, going up against that Dallas Cowboys defense in prime time with everyone watching. A really good opportunity, as good a bounce back spot as you'll ever have, facing Cleveland to now facing Dallas. I wonder what's going to happen. So Jordan Love to win MVP at 14-1. Let's add some more to what we added earlier before the start of the season. All right, let's go to Offensive Player of the Year. This is a little bit of a quicker conversation, because I don't think there's anything to do here. I'll say that right off the top. There is not a bet to be made right now, because if you were listening last Wednesday, and I know you were, I hope you bet Jonathan Taylor at 15-1 to win Offensive Player of the Year, because this week, our new favorite at BetMGM is Colts running back Jonathan Taylor, who is now plus 500 to win the award. Now, is it over? No, it's week 4. We're not going to celebrate. We're not going to victory lap. But, like, this is why you listen each week, and this is why you add these bets to your portfolio, because we're looking for spots. What's the price that could drop? Last week, it was Taylor. The Colts win total, 10.5. They're minus 150 to win the AFC South. Like, that's the team success, which is what you need for OPOY. Right now, they're in line to have it. And currently, Jonathan Taylor leads the league in rushing yards with 338. He looks like the guy that we saw in 2021 that was kind of going head-to-head with Cooper Kupp for winning Offensive Player of the Year. There's a good chance that Taylor, if this team is as good as their record is and they keep winning and that offense keeps humming, I think this is the year that he actually finishes the job. I wouldn't bet 5-1. I think the move was last week when we talked about this one, but that's a very good position to be in, Jonathan Taylor to win OPOY. Nothing else to do with that market right now. I think we're just good. And it's the same story with DPOY, which is rather unfortunate, because I was invested in this market prior to the start of the season, and I think we might be DOA based on the team success. But the favorite right now in Defensive Player of the Year, Packers edge rusher Micah Parsons. He should be the favorite. They have a win total of 11.5. Team success should be there. Odds on to win the NFC North, minus 550 to make the playoffs. The Packers, like I mentioned at the first segment of the show, first in defensive EPA per play when you exclude the turnover, so they're playing really sound defense. And Parsons has 1.5 sacks. He doesn't lead the league with sacks, but like, as long as he just kind of keeps getting production and is like around like that 12 to 15 sacks at the end of the year, I think he will be in line to win this award because the people have been dying to give Micah Parsons this award. He already has two runner-up finishes for DPOY. Unfortunately for me, in terms of the prices that we want to say get out of my face, I think my boy Will Anderson Jr. might be in this one, and he's been awesome, which makes it suck. Like, 3 sacks, 5 tackles for loss. He's been a stud, but the team is 0-3. What do you do? Their win total is now 6.5. That doesn't win DPOY. So unfortunately, it might be grand opening, grand closing for Will Anderson Jr. He's still 10-1. I would never, ever, ever, ever bet that. Like, we bet him 15-1 before the start of the season. Unless Houston can turn things around, I think we're just absolutely cooked with Will Anderson Jr. But right now, OPOY, DPOY, nothing to do. I think we have two really strong favorites, and things can change. And when they change, we'll be in there betting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is You Better You Bet, Femi and Bebefe, hanging out with you guys here on this Wednesday. Let's go ahead and bring in the crew, Tyler Morales, Jay Kassan, to talk a little bit of Major League Baseball before we wrap up the hour here. Once again, last night, wild night in baseball. Cleveland beating Detroit to tie things up in the AL Central. My Mariners punching their ticket to the playoffs. Maybe they'll win the West tonight. We'll see. And the New York Yankees clinching a playoff spot as well. We'll begin with our baseball aficionado, Jay Kassan. What stood out to you last night in Major League Baseball, and what are you looking forward to tonight?
I still think the Mets are dying to give away a spot. I still think they're dying to miss the playoffs. Just nothing about that game last night screamed that this team is ready to win a playoff game or a playoff series.
How about David Peterson, right?
I mean, just unbelievable, but extremely believable. I'm going back to the Diamondbacks tonight. I think that they are, like, they have the juice. They got the look. So I think the Diamondbacks are fiending to get in. I think the Mets maybe got kind of lucky, hashtag lucky, and the Diamondbacks are still only a game back. And now, you know, the Reds get Skeens tonight. The Mets got to stay above water. I think the Diamondbacks maybe are holding the wild card spot by the end of tonight.
Wow. So you're going with Diamondbacks over Mets potentially. What about the Central? Real quick, because I want to get Tyler's thoughts as well. Like, do you like Cleveland or Detroit in the AL Central?
Secret option C, death. I guess I have to say Cleveland because the Tigers have looked so awful, but neither of these teams do anything for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's Cleveland, maybe they get hot and like they go on a run here, but I think it's Seattle or one of those teams from the East that wins the pennant, which is going to be like four of the teams in the playoffs. Tyler, your thoughts on baseball last night and what you're looking forward to tonight.
This Guardian stuff is nuts. They still have a negative run differential for the season, and they're going to be in the playoffs.
It's insane.
I think there's a lot of mid in this playoffs, so I think a lot of the good teams are going to win. Also for tonight, I like the White Sox. Plus 300 champagne spot against the Yankees. So, I mean, plus 300. The White Sox almost won. White Sox almost won yesterday, so I'll take a stab with the White Sox to win tonight.
We were talking about this before the show. We might get a double champagne spot with Colorado tomorrow against Seattle. Champagne last night for the playoffs. Maybe they win the West tonight. More champagne. We bet the Rockies after the Moet spot for the Colorado Rockies and the Mariners. All right, Nick joins us at the top of the hour on the other side. This is You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.